Okay, this week is Parshas Shelach. Now, Parshas Shelach starts off with the story of the Meraglim, which everybody is familiar with. And we'll discuss the Meraglim in a few minutes, but the Chofetz Chaim, I know yesterday we did not say it over. We said it over in early years, I'd like to say it over again. The Chofetz Chaim, going through the Parsha, we find in Perek Yud Gimel, in Pasuk Tazayin, Vayikra Moshe Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. Moshe davins, and he changes Hoshea ben Nun's name to Yeshua. And Rashi tells us why the change. He took the Yud, hit it on, Ka Yoshiacha Mi'atas Merab. Hashem should save you from the plan, the Eitzah of the Merab. Moshe davins for Yeshua. We know of all the Meraglim, 12 Meraglim went, 10 were bad, and 10 spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshua and Kolev are the ones that spoke well about Eretz Yisrael. First question is to Chofetz Chaim: is why did Moshe daven only for Yeshua, not for Kolev? Why not for Kolev?
Kolev went to Hebron. He davened in the Moshe Machpelah.
Exactly. Which is the second question. It says later on. It says in Pasuk Chofbeis Vayalu Banegev. The Meraglim went up in the south. Vayavoy, and he came at Hebron. Aloshim Yochid, and he came. It says Rashi, who came? Kolev. Only Kolev went to Hebron. And says Rashi, why did Kolev go to Hebron? Because he went to daven by the Ma'oras HaMachpelah, by Kivrei Ovis. Second question. Why did only Kolev go to daven by Ma'oras HaMachpelah? Why did Yeshua have the bracha, and Kolev went and davened by the Ma'oras HaMachpelah? Third question.
Good point.
Later, why Yeshua had it this
bracha,
way?
He didn't have to go.
So, and why did Yeshua have the bracha, and why did Kolev now have the bracha? Why did Kolev went, and why did Yeshua go? Third question is, the Pasuk says later on, when the Meraglim came back, and he spoke a bit about Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Vayahas Kolev Eshom. Kolev quieted down the people, and Kolev started to speak. And the question is, why was it only Kolev who quieted down the people? Why not Kolev and Yehoshua? They are both good. I asked Kolev. So it seems at a certain point, Yehoshua highlights the show. At certain times, Kolev highlights the show. Chofetz Chaim asks, what's the pshat? What's happening with Yehoshua? And what's happening with Kolev? Says the Chofetz Chaim, Yeshua and Kolev were two opposites. They had different mahalchim, different outlooks on life. He says, when a person is faced with Rishoyim, when a person is faced with a group of Rishoyim, or a society that's bad, there are two ways that a person could approach it. One way a person could approach it is, he comes out fighting head on, and there's no doubt where he stands. He stands on the side, the righteous side, and he's against everybody else. And people know exactly where he's standing.
Yeshua.
There's another mahalich where a person could pretend to be on the side of the Rishayim, but internally, inside, he knows what's right, and he does what's right. Says the Chofetz Chaim, each way has a maila, a benefit, and each way has a chesaron, a loss, a problem. The first way, letting everyone know where you stand, is a tremendous maila. Because this way, you're in absolutely no danger of being influenced by the Rishayim, or giving in to them, because you're fighting them tooth and nail, you're against the Rishoyim. The danger, though, is that they might harm a person, might kill him, because he's so anti, and he's vocal about it, and they know exactly where he stands, he becomes their enemy, they might take revenge, they might kill him. The other way, keeping it internally, knowing that what's right and what's wrong, but pretending or not fighting with the Rishoyim, has a tremendous smile. You're safe. No one's going to be out to harm you. No one's out to hurt you because they think you're like them. The danger, though, is the ruchnius. You might become like them. You might start to cool off inside and become like the Rishoyim. A person is affected by his environment, by the seviva around him, like we see every day. A person is affected by where he is, by the environment around him. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Yeshua was one way, and Kolev was the other way. Yeshua was a fighter. Yeshua was one who let the Rishoyim know right away where he stood. Therefore, Moshe saw that Yeshua needed a special tefillah. Because he saw that Yeshua's life, Yeshua would be in danger. Because Yeshua would come out fighting against the Meraglim, if they came with an Eitzel, Yeshua would fight them tooth and nail. So therefore, Moshe Davin, call Yoshiacha. Hashem should save Yeshua from the Eitzel of the Meraglim. They shouldn't harm him. Yeshua should be protected. He should be safe. Kalev didn't need such a tefillah, because Kalev wasn't in any danger of being harmed by the Meraglim. What happened once they entered Eretz Yisrael, and the Meraglim were hatching their plot, their plan? Yeshua wasn't in any danger of being influenced by them, because he let them know right away exactly where he stood. Kalev, on the other hand, needed a little chizik. Kalev, on the other hand, spiritually, needed a little chizik. A little ruchnius. He was a double agent in a way. He needed a little chizik. So Kalev sneaks away by himself, and he goes, Vayavoy at Chevron. Only Kalev alone goes to Chevron, to Davin, by Kibri Ovois, by Ma'aras HaMachpelo, in order to have chizik. He shouldn't cave into the Meraglim. When they come back later on, and the Meraglim speak, and now Yeshua and Kalev want to say their part. Yeshua doesn't stand a chance. They're not going to let him speak. If Yeshua gets up to speak, they'll quiet him down as fast as could be, because after all, Yeshua is against them. Kalev, though, they thought Kalev was one of the boys, that Kalev was on their side. So it was only Kalev who had the ability to quiet down the people. They asked Kalev, so Kalev quieted down the people, and he was able to speak, because they thought that Kalev was on his side. And when Kalev started to speak, Rashi brings down, what did he say? V'chi zubu levad. Is this the only thing Moshe Rabbeinu did to us? So he said, oh, Kalev's going to let him have it. And Kalev said, no, Moshe brought down the mon, the slav, and Moshe took care of us in the midbar. And Kalev proceeds to speak about the benefits of Eretz Yisrael. At the end, says the Chofetz Chaim, and which way is right? Which way is the proper, what's the proper attitude to have? Both ways are correct. And that's why sometimes the Pasuk mentions Yeshua before Kalev, and sometimes the Pasuk mentions Kalev before Yehoshua. Because neither one had a mile was greater than the other. Depends on the person. Every person has their own characteristics, their own milus, and each person knows himself what his madrega is, where he's holding. Whatever madrega a person is on, both ways are right, as long as a person does it with the right kavana to serve Hashem. So says the Chofetz Chaim. When it comes to the Meraglim, the whole parasha is tremendously difficult parasha to understand. What happened? Okay. I am part of Matayra. There are many ways to explain it. I know we said this idea over, but I just want to bring it out again. Benison Eibshitz explains the following. The Meraglim, they did not want to go into Eretz Yisrael. What do they have against Eretz Yisrael? As long as Bnei Yisrael lived in the Midbar, they lived a life of Nisan. The whole life is based on Nisan. Food, there was no plowing, there was no planting, there was no harvesting. How did they eat? Mon babayka, mon barav. They had mon every day. They ate mon every day. Nisan. How did they have water to drink? Be'er Shemiriam, a nes. How did they travel? With a nane kavoit. The nane kavoit even washed their clothing. It leveled the ground. They lived, the whole life was with Nisan. Miracles. It was a life lived with Nisan. The Meraglim knew, the Nesim knew, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, what's going to happen? All of Nisan will stop. There's no more Mon, there's no more Be'er Shel Miriam, there's no more Nani HaKavod. Everything becomes Al Pi Derech HaTeva. Do you want to eat? You're going to have to plow, you're going to have to plant, you're going to have to work hard. You want to go ahead and have a place to live? No more Nani HaKavod. You have to build a house. You want to go ahead and wash your clothing? No more nani kavod. You have to go ahead and do it yourself. The whole world will change. They'll live a pi derech hateva. They'll live naturally. The Nesim felt, why should we give this up for? Look at the level we're on here in the Minbar, serving Hashem a pi nisim. They didn't want to give that up. Why should we go into Eretz Yisrael and give up the nisim of the Minbar and live a life like the rest of the world does a pi derech hateva? We should live a pi nisim. And that's why they wanted to stay in the Minbar. It was a big mistake. It was wrong. Incorrect.
Why?
Incorrect. Because a person could accomplish a lot more with his own kaychus. When a person has to go ahead and be part of the world and plow and plant and work and not rely on Nisim, a person, just the opposite, sees the Yad Hashem. And a person has the ability to take what seems natural, the mundane, the parts of this world, and elevate it to a higher level of Kedusha. And that's the job of Bnei Yisrael, to go through the world, to take that plain seed, that piece of wheat, that we elevate it to Kedusha. When you take challah, you put it on the Shabbos table, the challah becomes a different challah than it was before. It becomes a Dovah Shebe Kedusha. That seed of wheat now turned into a Dvar Shel Mitzvah. Whatever a person does by doing a mitzvah, you take that item of Teva and you elevate it. And our job in this world is to take the Teva and elevate it to Kedusha. That they could only do outside the Midbar. That they couldn't do in the Midbar. The Midbar, there was no chance. The whole Midbar ran with Nisim. Eretz Yisrael would be up here, Derech HaTeva. And that's where they made the mistake. They thought that a person who lives up here, Nisim, is higher, is greater than a person who lives up here, Derech HaTeva. And just the opposite is true. But a person who lives with Teva, a person who's part of the world, and he goes through the same trials and challenges and tests that everybody goes through, and he rises above it, and he brings Kedusha into the world, he's in a much higher level. The challenges that we have, living up here Derech HaTeva, can't match up to the challenges they had up here Derech HaNeis. They didn't have these challenges. They didn't have these tests. It fits in very well with Rabbeinu Bechai later on in the parasha. Later on in the parasha, we have the mitzvah of Challah. The pasuk tells us in Perek Tzvav, pasuk Yutes, when you eat from the bread of the land, Terimus Truma Hashem separates Truma, Reishis Arisaisechem Chala Terimus Truma, separate Truma. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, now that they entered Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of separating Chala from the Lechem Haaretz. Take that bread that grew from the ground and elevate it, make it Kaidish. Separate Challah. There was no mitzvah of Challah in the Midbar. Man. The Mon, there's no, can't separate Challah from the Mon. And forget, like Tosis says in Menachis, what bracha did they make on the Mon? Tosis in Menachis, in the Samechei, Samechov, and Mabei says, Hamaitzi Lechem min Hashemayim. Made a bracha on the Mon, Baruch Atah Hashem, Okeinu Melech HaOlam, Hamaitzi Lechem min Hashemayim. Because that's where the bread came from. Men Hashemayim, and one came from Men Hashemayim, Toysus. When they entered into Eretz Yisrael, says the Pasuk, V'hoye ba'al chochem, milachem ha'aretz. Now you're from the bread of the ground. Ooh. Now you're making a bracha, not ha'moitzi lechem min Hashemayim. Ha'moitzi lechem min aretz. From the ground, which you think has no kedusha. Teva, this bread grew from the ground. You planted, you plowed, you harvest, you worked on the ground. Take that bread, and you can elevate it to a davar shebe kedusha. Hamaytzi lachem min haaretz.
So Rebbe Chai said that's why it's here.
He's exact the words b'chochem lachem haaretz. Before it's lachem min hashemayim, and now the entire Israel becomes lachem min
lachem.
Perek Tzvav pasuk yutes 15:19. That's what yutes. But it's a tremendous idea, and sometimes we think a little bit differently. If only it would be different. Imagine how just the opposite. We're here in this generation, in this year, in this place, because we have to face the nisyonis that we have. And just the opposite. The greater the nisyonis are, the higher the level of kedusha is. And our job is to take the lechem of the oretz and elevate it to kedusha. The pasuk tells us earlier in Perek Yudalid, pasuk Yudches, the pasuk tells us, "Hashem erech apayim v'rav chesed noisi abim fesha v'nake lo yinake poiked avoid ovos abonim al shirishim v'aribayim." Pasuk we're all familiar with. Hashem erech apayim v'rav chesed. I know we said it over, but the Chavetz Chaim again is very worthwhile to hear. Hashem erech apayim. Hashem is rav chesed. What's rav chesed? Hashem doesn't do only chesed. Hashem is rav chesed. Hashem does much chesed. Rav chesed. I think Gemara teaches us, just like Hashem is a kale, is rachum, mahu rachum, avato rachum, mahu chanon, avato chanon, and just like Hashem does chesed, is rav chesed, we also have to learn how to do rav chesed. Chavetz Chaim, there was a pharmacist in town who was a kaifer, but on the other hand, he was a very sincere person, and he helped people to his utmost, as much as he could. With medicine, with advice, he would go out of his way to help people, and to bring the medicine, and preparing the medicine, and so on. Chavetz Chaim wanted to be mekarev of this pharmacist. Chavetz Chaim comes into the store one day, and he says to him, I'm a kind of you. I'm jealous of you. The farmer says, looks at the Chavetz Chaim says, me? Why are you jealous of me for? The Chavetz Chaim says, because your chusim are so great. Your chusim are so great. Do you know, after 120 years, when you go up to Shemayim, you're going to have so many chusim, because you helped this person, and you helped that person, and you kept the whole city healthy. Everybody in this city, whoever needed medicine, whoever had to go to the doctor, had to rely on you. You have so many chusim for keeping the whole city healthy and watching over the welfare of the city. And he gives the druggist, the pharmacist, a hug, and he tells him, I'm a kind of yours chusim. And the pharmacist says, Chavetz Chaim, but it's only a job. I don't do anything special. It's my parnasa. It's my job. My job is to supply medicine. My job was to work in the fields. I'd be working in the fields. What's so special about what I did? Chavetz Chaim said to him, doesn't matter. The bottom line is, it might be your job, but the result of what you do is that you were able to help people and keep people healthy. If you have this in mind, when you prepare medicine for people and you give out the medicine, that you're doing it to keep people healthy, your schar will be so much, so much, and so much greater. Chavetz Chaim thanks him and he walks out. The pharmacist took it to heart, and from that day on, he decided that he's going to be even better at his job. He'll try to help people more. He'll try to make it easier for people. And he went out of his way to help people and to dispense medicine in the city. And mitzvah gereris mitzvah. He started doing a lot of chesed. One thing led to another. One mitzvah led to another mitzvah and so on and so on. Over time, he became a complete Baal Tshuva and he changed. Okay, such was the Chavetz Chaim. Okay, but it's a very deep insight. Person thinks a lot of times, I'm only doing my job, I'm only doing this, without realizing what koiches he has. Even when he's sitting doing a job, you're helping somebody out. Tremendous chusim a person has from doing it, whatever it might be. A person should never sit back and think, I'm only doing my job, it doesn't mean anything, who cares, everything matters. And forget, the more a person goes out of his way and tries to help people, the more chusim, the bigger chesed a person has, rav chesed. A person, just like Kodesh Baruch Hu, does rav chesed, a person should try to go out of his way to do rav chesed, much chesed. The Chavetz Chaim, right, the Chassam Sofer, sorry, at the end of the parasha, we have the parasha of Tzitzis. Vayim Hashem Dabel Bnei Yisrael, v'marta lehem yosolam Tzitzis. And the Chassam Sofer says a very fascinating insight. At the beginning of Shema consists of three parashas. Beginning of Shema starts off, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We said at the beginning of Shema, Hashem is our God, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What are the last words of Shema? Ani, Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem says about us, I am Hashem, your God. We start by saying Hashem is Elokeinu, and Shema ends, Hashem says, Ani, Hashem Elokeichem. Says the Chassam Sofer. After we makabo on ourselves, O Malchus Shemayim, and the mitzvah of the Hafta, the Avas Hashem, and the mitzvahs in Shema, after all of that, then Hashem says at the very end, if you makabo on yourself to do all of my mitzvahs, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Then Taka Am Hashem Elokeichem. We end off the word Emes. Emes is really part of Emes V'yatzeh, but the way we daven, we say Shem Elokeichem together with the word Emes. The word Emes is Aleph Mem Sof. Emes stands for the mitzvahs that we have in Shema. The Aleph stands for Avas Hashem. No Hafta is Hashem Elokecha. The Mem could stand either for Mezuzah. We have in the second parash of Shema, Chasafim HaMezuzah is Beisecho V'Shemrecha. Or the Mem could stand for Mitzvahs Tzitzis. Like Tzitzis is compared to all the mitzvahs. We know Tzitzis is compared to all Tayyar mitzvahs. Because Tzitzis, Bigamatria, is Tayyarg. If you hear the word with the four, with more the knots and the strings, it adds up to Taryag. So mitzvahs tzitzis, and the tof is tefillin, which are the mitzvahs in Shema, emes. When a person takes upon himself, and a person is wearing tauts, a person is wearing his tefillin, he go and say, Shema Yisrael, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, emes. When a person shows and does the mitzvahs of Hashem, we're saying edus that Hashem is our Elokeinu, and Hashem is saying back to us, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Zoya Kodesh, the Zoya brings down, we say in saying by Yoimer, for also in Perik Tezvav Pasuk Amad Ches, Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Marta Alayem, V'Also Am Tzitzis Al Kanfei V'Gdeihem L'Dei Roisom. The word L'Dei Roisom means in all generations. But the Zayas is a lotion of Dira, a lotion of living. dira, a house, is called a dira. Doiraisom is their dira, their house. It's spelled without a vav. The word is spelled lamed dalad reish samach mem. It can be l'diraisom, for the dira, for their house. It says the zayar, beautiful. We have in our house a mezuzah. Every door has a mezuzah. A mezuzah is mentioned in the first two parashiyos of Shema. So in a person's house, he has a siman for the first two parashiyos of Shema. He has the mezuzah on the door. Where's the siman for the third parasha of Shema? In the third parasha, we're missing. There's no siman for the third parasha of Shema. It says the pasuk, "Va'asulam tzitzis al kanfi v'gdehem v'dayrasim v'dirasim." You want to bring the third parasha into your dira. You want to bring the third parasha to the house. "Va'asulam tzitzis." When a person is wearing tzitzis, now he has a third parasha of Shema in his house as well. So v'dayrasim, a person has in his house a siman, a reminder of all three parashas of Shema. He has mezuzah, which is mentioned in the first two parashiyos, and he has tzitzis, which is mentioned in the last parasha. When a person has mezuzah and tzitzis, a person has the mitzvahs of Hashem and does the mitzvahs, and Hashem says, "Eidus anos, ani Hashem elokeich." Right before the end of the parasha, Peretz Vav Ramad Beis, we have the parasha of the Mekoshesh. The pasuk tells us, "Vayiyu bnei Yisrael b'midbar." Bnei Yisrael went to Midbar, Vayimsu ish mekoshesh etzim v'yom haShabbos. And they found a man gathering wood on Shabbos. And they brought him to Moshe Rabbeinu, they put him in Mishma in jail, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph, Vayinichu etzim v'mishma, ki lefayrash ma'yei osaloi. They didn't know what to do with him. Pasuk Lamed Hey, Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe yumasa ish, he's chayv bisa for being mechalo Shabbos. And we all know who was the Mekoshesh. So we had Chazal tell us, one opinion, the Mekoshesh was none other than Tzlochot. The Mekoshesh was Tzlochot. We just had in Yeshneichlin the whole Tzlochot. So in Yeshneichlin we had two interesting Taisus in Yeshneichlin, Daf Kuf Yutes, about Tzlochot. And Taisus brings down on Kuf Yutes on the days, the Medrash that tells us, that Tzlochot did it l'shem Shemayim. That Tzlochot was Mechal Shabbos. But why was he Mechal Shabbos? He did it l'shem Shemayim. It says Taisvis, the last Taisvis of Kuf Yutes on the days, the Omer B'Medrash, the l'shem Shemayim, this Kaveh. That his Kavana was l'shem Shemayim. Shayu Emrim Yisrael, because Bnei Yisrael said, Kevon Shenigzer Alein, since there was a Gzeira on them, Shiloi Likon Yisrael, it's not to enter Eretz Yisrael, from the story of the Meraglim. They thought shuv a mechuyav in mitzvahs and not mechuyav in mitzvahs. Omar the chil Shabbos kadesh yehorek. He stood up. He was mechal Shabbos so that he would be killed. V'yiru acherim, and others would see and learn a lesson that even though they're stuck in the midbar for 40 years and they're not entering Eretz Yisrael, they still have to keep the mitzvahs in the midbar.
That's a really tough way to.
He did a l'shem Shemayim.
What?
Did a l'shem Shemayim. And we mentioned the Marshal. Marshal asks, if that's the case, why was he Chayav Misa? It's a Malacha Shein Tzricho Agufa. When he was Mechal Shabbos, what did he do it for? He didn't do it because he needed to either chop down the wood, he gathered Ma'amer, or he carried the wood, or he chopped the wood, Heitzer, Ma'amer, whichever Malacha he did. He didn't need the wood. You know why he did it? To teach everybody else a lesson. It's a Malacha Shein Tzricho Agufa. So Malacha Shein Tzricha Tzricha Gufa. So Marsha asks, why was he Chayv Misa? So being Mechal Shabbos.
Yeah, that's right. We
don't get into his head. Oh, so that's the Marsha answers exactly that. There, the Marsha says that that's the Varim Shemalev. We don't know what he was thinking when the Edom saw him gather the wood, or chop down the wood on Shabbos. They saw him about to do a Malacha, so they warned him not to do the Malacha, and the Einish for doing the Malacha is Miz Misa. Tosfos and Rambam Aleph asked how they gave Hasra. If they didn't know what Einish, how did they give Hasra? Because you don't give Hasra by warning. Tosfos says they knew he was Chayav Misa, they didn't know which Misa. And according to the Chacham, that's enough to give Hasra. You just say Chayav Misa, even though they weren't sure which Misa it was. But to the Edim, they saw that he was being Mechal Shabbos. They warned him. He said, Afa Pikein, he accepted the Hasra, he did the Malacha, so now Bezdin has to kill him. Based on the testimony of the Edom. His Kavanah was L'shem Shemayim. That's all in his mind. But what did the Edom see? The Edom saw an outright action of Chilul Shabbos. So therefore, he was chayiv. Therefore, he was chayiv misa. Okay. Okay. I guess you could see it from any angle. Was his kavanah for the malacha? Or you could say they did it with gufa because he wanted to be chayav misa. Had he not done it with gufa, there would be no misa. So he did it with gufa. That's what you're trying to say. Shem chayav. No, that's what you're trying to say. Okay, either way, but it was chayav misa. But he did it with shem shemayim. He did an avera with shem shemayim. Maybe you remember what the Gemara is. The Gemara brings down the Shulchan writes. The Gemara brings down the story. Yeah, where's the Gemara? I thought it was in Brachas. I don't remember where it is. No, the finger Gemara. Where was the Gemara? You know which Gemara I mean? Gemara.
Which one?
Where he had his field, and the fence fell down on Shabbos. The fence of his field fell down on Shabbos, and was open to the rabbi. Anybody could come into his field and take from the. Ma'aseh b'chassid echad says chassid echad. Ma'aseh b'chassid echad that the fence of the field fell down on Shabbos. And a nace happened, and he held back. He didn't fix it on Shabbos. He held back from fixing the fence on Shabbos. A nace happened that a tzilaf chad, one tzilaf tree, a caperberry tree, tzilaf chad, one tree grew in its place. I thought it was Shulah Kodesh writes. It says tzilaf chad, one caperberry tree, one caper bush grew in its place. That chassid was a gilgul of tzilaf chad. And when he overcame the Nisayan that time, and it was not Mechal Shabbos to fix the fence that fell down on Shabbos, it was Zeichet to this nice, that it's Salach Trigu, Salach Chod, one Salach Tree, the Oisius spelled out Salach Chod. That was a tikkun for his Neshama, by not being Mechal Shabbos, he was Mesakein that Avera, that action that he had done, earlier. So Salach Chod, one Salach Tree grew in its place, and that was a siman that he had a tikkun for his actions that he had done earlier. L'maisa, we see there's a concept of doing an avera, something lishma. A person does an avera for a good reason. Okay, we're not in such a measure. A person can't get carried away at something that's doing an avera lishma. We can't go ahead and carry it away. But when we see somebody else doing an avera, don't be so fierce to judge somebody and say he meant bad. For us, no. For ourselves, we can't be more ahead of ourselves. When we see somebody else doing avera, don't run to judgment so fast. He's wrong. He meant this. People have different ideas. Like the Chofetz Chaim said at the beginning, everybody has different tchunas, different characteristics. People think differently, act differently. What's right for one person, another person might react differently. The ik is to be down a personal kafschos, and the more we down others a kafschos, Hashem and Hashemayim they judge us a kafschos. So the shtaka be zaycha that we should only see the good in people. And Einachinam, it's coming now. Chodesh Tammuz is coming at the time of the Meraglim, the time of Chodesh Tammuz, Chodesh Av, which are the zmanim of Velos and the time of the Zayr of the Meraglim. Shtaka be zaycha this year we should have Yeshua. Shtaka be zaycha to the Gula of Meherib Yemeinu Omni.